Hey, welcome back to Tiger Talk on a Wednesday night. Kind of an ugly Wednesday weather-wise, but if you're held up indoors by the fire, glad you joined us on this Wednesday night for this week's Nevada Tiger Talk program. Again, I'm Mike Harbitt. Thanks for joining us, and as always, joining us on the first segment of Nevada Lady Tiger head basketball coach Brent Bartlett. It's been kind of a quiet week for Nevada basketball for both the boys and girls with just one game in the last week, but we are certainly starting to get to that. You can feel it coming, that time of the year with postseason play now right around the corner and everybody trying to get positioned for the seed meeting, which will actually be 1 week from today, and we'll touch on that in just a second. But Brent, obviously just the one game, but a convincing victory for your Lady Tigers, 62-33 against Cassville last Friday night, court warming night. Kind of an interesting night because you played the games in reverse, but obviously your team took care of business on Friday night.
We really did, Mike. We just kept grinding and kept competing. I thought we really competed hard and the whole game. Mike, we scored 61 points, but I still feel like we did not shoot the basketball as good as we can from the outside. I thought we missed a lot of shots from the outside, but again, we got some offensive rebounds and putbacks and knocked down enough shots, I guess, to win the game. And again, I was pleased. And the goals that we have, winning conference and districts. I mean, this is just one obstacle that our girls look at that's in our way, and we just need to do what we do and take care of business. And that's what we did.
That you did. You got three players in double figures. Very balanced scoring on the night. Allison Bauer and Paige Dahmer both with 13. Lindley Ferry with a dozen in the game. So good balanced scoring for you on Friday night. Good contributions.
Yeah. I think Lindley's playing some good basketball right now, which we needed her to do. I feel her rebounding's gotten better, and she's working hard at it. And that's good. I feel Allison is getting her strength back, and we're seeing more of what Allison has done in the past and doing that now, and that's good. When Paige plays hard and gets a lot of rebounds and hustles, it helps her offense. When we feel like she doesn't concentrate as much on her offense and more on her defense and her rebound, and I feel her game's a better. And so I've been seeing that type of effort and hustle out of her. I thought Callie had a good game. She does so much for us. I know she kind of gets upset sometimes at herself whenever her outside shot's not falling, but she had 7 points for us. But what she does defensively and then offensively gets our team in the right sets for our plays. I felt like it was good. I thought Lindsay Phoebus gave us some good minutes, hit the boards hard, and did a good job. I think Lundeen Haley's playing some of the best defense I've seen her play, which I feel we needed that from her. And then she's being more aggressive offensively, which has helped us also. So, again, a lot of girls doing some good things. Tylan Hethman is just so athletic, Mike. Just fun to watch her move and play and do what she does. And I think she had 7 points also.
I had six, but maybe seven.
Maybe six or seven. Yeah. So, but what she does defensively, her and Cal guard the best player on the other team, and it really helps our defense and helps push the ball offensively. So we've got a lot of girls doing a lot of good things. I know we only had one game last week, so trying to stay focused at practice. You know, Mike, what I've done is I want them to work extremely hard while we're there, but I have cut the practice time down, and we are still working on our shot and doing a lot of shooting. But we have to stay fundamentally sharp on defense, and so we've been, working on that and then rebounding. But something I'm really going to preach to the girls, I know the season's getting long and it's getting towards the playoff, the districts, and you still have to keep yourself and work what you need to do before and after practice of keeping yourself ready to play, ready to shoot that ball when the game's tied at the end of the game. So, this group will work and keep working and be ready to go each and every night they play.
One thing that did occur out of the game on Friday night with that victory, you clinched the Big 8 West Championship for the second straight year. In theory, you could still be tied record-wise, but you know, the head-to-head win over Monette, so you have clinched the number one spot anyway to play for the Big 8 Championship on Monday night at a site still to be determined. And obviously, it was nice to get that done before you have to hit the court on Friday night.
Yeah, it was nice. I think we were in the same position last year, but our girls, we don't want to have one loss and win the conference. We want to win it outright and take care of business this Friday against McDonald County.
Yep, you're still unbeaten since you went back in the Big 8 West. Have not lost a game in the West, or, of course, the winning the championship game last year against Logan Rogersville. We're going to break all that down here in just a little bit. But get the victory over Cassville. Obviously, your pressure defense obviously did the job again. You outscored after a 15-7 first quarter. Really cranked it up in the second quarter, outscored him 16-3, and obviously the game is pretty much done by that point. But again, your defense dictating the offense.
Yeah, we've been preaching to our girls, sometimes the shots may not fall, but our defense can be our best offense. And we have to be able to block out all five that's out there as one, working together to get blocked out. And we really do a good job of pushing the ball. And our team does a nice job of getting a steal or turnover or a long rebound and really attacking the basket and finishing around the basket. So that's something we've done real well the last probably 3 years.
Well, as you mentioned, not much obviously game action the first is. We sort of answered this already, but with now extended time in the gym this week, what are some of the things you've been focusing on?
Well, again, shooting. I wanted to stay fundamentally sound on defense and rebounding. Yesterday, we went kind of pretended it was game day. We had scrimmage situations at practice, and just to work on real game-like speed. And so we had a good scrimmage, I thought, just like if we would on a Tuesday night. So come back and still work on fundamentals and shooting today, fundamentals of defense, and stay sharp offensively and be ready to go for Friday.
All right, so we'll talk about the crossover game for next week here in a bit, but let's first of all talk about your opponent on Friday night. Nevada still has a finish, obviously, business to finish, trying to finish off that unbeaten Big 8 West schedule, and the only team that stands in your way now, the McDonald County Lady Mustangs, who will match up sitting at 1-3 in conference play, 6-11 overall, under head coach Chris Kennedy, his second season there for the Lady Mustangs. And as you get ready to face them on Friday night, what are some of the things you remember from a year ago, and what have you seen on film this year?
Well, if I remember right, they've got two conference wins. I think they beat Seneca and Lamar.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, sorry.
Seneca and Lamar. So they got two conference victories, but they're scrappy. Coach Kennedy does a nice job. He's hard-nosed coach, and he teaches aggressive defense. They've got two guards that are really quick. We got to keep them out of the lane. They've got some physical post players that we've got to get blocked off. We just need to play our game and do what we do well, but we can't be caught off guard with turnovers. They do a diamond press. They'll play a 2-3 zone. They'll play man-to-man. So, but I think keeping their point guard out of the lane, keep her from penetrating, and then keep their shooting guard from hitting a lot of three-pointers, I think will, and then blocking off, and then do what we do defensively and be aggressive offensively, and hopefully shots will fall.
Yeah, let me get that correct. McDonald County's 8-12 overall, 2-3 in conference play. Grab my standings from last week. They were still in my book. I didn't grab the one I printed off today. So anyway, 8-12 overall and 2-3 in conference play. Come in, don't score a lot, 41.6 points a ball game, but they don't give up a lot, 44 points a game. So looks like they're getting by on their defense.
They are. They're you know, when watch them on film, we got three films on them. They're scrappy. And then I seen them play at the Carl Junction tournament. They're very aggressive. They'll get up and guard you, get up in your face, and they're not afraid to push on you a little bit and be physical. So that's an attitude that we just have to have as hey, just bring it on type of thing. And again, play our game, but not be pushed around.
Nevada has a 5-game winning streak against McDonald County on the girls' side, winning in Nevada a year ago, 58-22. Prior to that was three tournament games, two of them in Carl Junction. Actually, all three of them were in Carl Junction. Used to be, obviously, we played them a lot back in the day when we were in the Southwest Conference and then Independent, both of us for a while. Haven't been there for a while, so what do you remember about going down to McDonald County that you're going to revisit?
Well, I've always enjoyed going to Mack County. I enjoyed their gym. They always have good fan support. It's a nice. I always think, again, I think it's a nice place to play. Our girls haven't played there in high school, so I'm looking forward to getting our girls down there. It's an early start with the JV starting in the multi gym down there at 4:30, and the varsity girls in the main gym at 6. So, you know, we've got to get down there kind of early and get ready to go. But again, I think it's fun playing down in Mack County.
Oh, look forward to it. So, again, that'll be Friday night at McDonald County down in Anderson. It's going to be a very busy night with both gyms going full force on Friday evening. So, look forward to the matchup at Anderson. Now, we kind of alluded to earlier, Nevada, it will be playing for a Big 8 Conference Championship next Monday. Just don't know who they're going to play as of yet. Oh, by the way, I should mention before we get to that, and Coach Barley gave me a heads up on this, and I appreciate him doing so. We're going to be keeping an eye on Paige Dahmer now, who is now 49 points away from 1,000. May take her 3 or 4 games to get there based off of her average, but obviously she's the next one, I guess you could say, on the clock to get to that 1,000 mark, and we'll be keeping an eye on that as time goes on. So certainly the senior will get it done before the season, just a matter of when and where that will be. But let's talk about the crossover game next Monday. Scenario kind of lays out, make sure I grab my right notes this time, but the scenario lays out where Mount Vernon could make this all very easy if they beat Springfield Catholic tomorrow night. And because they would finish off at 5-1 in conference play. Even if Marshfield wins tomorrow night, they own the tiebreaker over Marshfield. If Mount Vernon loses and Marshfield wins their game against Logan Rogersville, then Marshfield would end up being at one spot. So Springfield Catholic is 4-16 on the year, so Mount Vernon figures to be the heavy favorite in that. So, but at the same time, I guess the question is, since you really don't know who you're going to play on Monday night, and you have the weekend to get ready, with the day and age of huddle and everything, does it make it easier? And you've already seen Mount Vernon. Does it make it easier to get ready for that next opponent?
It does, because we can get films on anybody in a matter of, I mean, minutes, Mike. So, hate that we really don't know who we're playing right now, but glad I'm able to have the weekend to get a scouting report and come in Sunday afternoon and get the teams ready to go either to Mount Vernon or Marshfield on Monday.
If by chance Mount Vernon and Marshfield both lose tomorrow, and you've got Hollister sitting in there, he's already finished conference play at 4-2, that would create a three-way tie and a whole big mess.
Yeah, that would be a big mess. It would, yeah.
And we're going to be talking about that with Coach Sean Graham, the boys' side, where that is a distinct possibility in trying to determine the games for next Tuesday in the boys' Big 8 conference games. Let's just play the hypothetical and assume it's Mount Vernon that you're going to play on Monday. You saw them earlier in the season. Obviously, you got a very good player in Lacey Stokes, who did some damage when they were up here earlier in the season.
Yeah, she's a nice player. She just really quickest player, you know, I've probably ever coached against ever, Mike, in 29 years. But again, they've got a three-point shooter also besides her, and then 5 or 6 pretty good athletes. They just very well coached, and you know, the game, they were winning most of the game, I think, until the fourth quarter. And when it came down, I think we ended up beating them 3 or 4 points or something, Mike. I can't exactly remember, but it was a really good game. And if we happen to play them, I'm sure it's going to be another good game.
And it'll be on their court this time.
Yeah, but you know, this team, the team that from Nevada here, our girls, they never have surprised me. They're ready to play each and every night.
If Marshfield would somehow manage to get in there, do you know anything about the Lady Jays?
I don't, right as of right now.
All right. So, well, that'll be a conversation for pregame on Monday if we have to worry about that. But again, Mount Vernon playing a Catholic team that's sitting at with 16 losses on the year. So it would take quite the effort and quite the stumble by Mount Vernon for it not to be the Lady Mountaineers on Monday. And that would be JV and varsity only, right, on Monday?
Correct.
So, and again, it would be on the road, whether it be at Mount Vernon or Marshfield, it would be, or Hollister, I guess, still in the mix, but it would be on the road coming up on Monday. So, you're going from a week with very little activity game-wise to next week where it's going to get quite busy to start rounding out the regular season here.
Yeah, we got, you know, Monday with the crossover game and then Wednesday with the seeding meeting, and then to turn around and play a rival El Dorado Springs.
Very good El Dorado, too.
Very good El Dorado Springs on Thursday, which is going to be the boy-girl senior night Thursday night. So those are we're going to have those festivities that evening. And then Friday, Head to Sedalia to play Smith Cotton.
Yeah, so a busy week coming up, but this regular season is starting to wind down in a hurry here, and you mentioned the seed meeting. We're going to talk more about it next Wednesday, but for those who may be wondering, how do you see things shaking out at least a week before the meeting?
Well, there's some good, very competitive teams. Grandview has a real talented team this year, Mike. Warrensburg, we saw them play. They gave us a lot of fits. I think we're going to beat them by 7 or 8 points. And then the team, I've drawn a blank, the girls' team.
The field includes Pleasant Hill, Harrisonville, Warrensburg, Grandview, Ruskin.
The only girls' school.
Notre Dame based on.
Yeah, I drew a blank there, Mike. So anyway, they returned some sophomores that were really good last year. So I look for us and the three other schools that I mentioned in the top four, and then Pleasant Hill again surprised me how I thought they played really well when they played against us.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that because I had the boys district on my mind, which has only six schools. I forgot for a moment there that the girls has 7.
Yeah.
So there's only the number one seed gets a first round bye.
Right.
So I guess you're obviously hoping to garner that. We'll see what happens with Grandview down the road. And by the way, word came down that the district tournament at Harrisonville is going to start on Saturday, February 29th. So it's going to have a Saturday start this year.
Yeah, starting on Saturday. And I think, we'll be ready if we have to play because we moved our center game to Thursday,
right, that's right,
27th, just in case us or the boys have to play.
Absolutely. Well, we look forward to talking more about that next week. Again, not a lot of activity over the last week, so it kind of cuts our conversation shorter this week. But best of luck on Friday night. I'll see you down there at Anderson, and then I'll see you somewhere next Monday.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Mike. Appreciate it.
Hey, Lady Tiger basketball coach Brett Bartlett, when we come back, we'll talk boys basketball. Head coach Sean Gray after this timeout on Tiger Talk.